Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to Fox News contributor and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Nuff Said.
Hi, Tyrus. Happy post-Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, holidays, palooza.
All that jazz right back at you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Joe Biden is the front runner. He might have to testify in a Senate impeachment trial hearing. He's biting his wife's fingers. He's talking about his hairy legs, and it's weird, and I don't understand the Democratic primary. So my question here is impeachment really about the fact that the Democrats don't have a candidate for November 2020?
Well, I think they do have a candidate because we could quite possibly have the president and the Democratic nominee testifying in an impeachment trial.
In the same, so, that could be their first debate.
I think we've seen all we needed to see after yesterday. It was literally a CNN panel that came to Washington. You had three Democrats and a Republican, and guess which way everybody went?
Yeah.
It was a panel. The panel was brought, and everyone gave their opinions. And I think we have to remember that. Now, whether it's an educated, it's still a hypothesis, it's still a theory, it's still an opinion, it's still an interpretation. I think another thing that struck me funny is they love to talk about our forefathers would be disgusted right now by this, and they'd be, you know what they'd be disgusted by? Our forefathers would be disgusted that all the slaves aren't slaving. I mean, we need to remember what our forefathers were about. They had some character flaws.
Yeah.
Like, I would not be calling into the show if our forefathers still had their way. So let's not be so quick to be so worried about how they're emotionally feeling about the Constitution.
Yeah, we are a little fickle on how we prop up our historical figures in this country.
I mean, if we're taking away Columbus Day, then I think we can shake our fingers at our forefathers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an argument that you can't argue. And that's where we're at now, where it's accusations, opinions, and situations that you can't intelligently debate or argue. And that's where we're at in this process. So it's really, I watched about 20 minutes of it, and I was like, yeah, they're going to say what they're going to say. They're going to give their opinions, but it's opinions. You can bring any four Americans in and do the same thing. And mm-hmm. you can get the same thing.
So
I don't really see how we benefited from that.
Every day I wake up to prepare for this show, I look for a Fox News alert on my phone to see if the sky fell while I was sleeping. And then I ask myself, is anything different today than it was the day before and the day before and the day before? And the answer so far has been no. It's all the same. The Democrats want to impeach the president. The Republicans think this is a witch hunt. We carry on. My question to you now is, while we're obsessed and engaged in this impeachment inquiry, what are the issues that you think are being missed in discussion, whether it's on the floor of Congress or in our political discourse? Where are we taking our eye off the ball because we're so obsessed with this Schiff show, so to speak?
Well, for one, I think we've forgot about the infrastructure of this country. Two, we're not talking about the opioid crisis anymore. We're not fixing ourselves, let alone what's going on overseas. When I look at this impeachment very simply, all I need to know is was a crime committed? Can you prove that a crime was committed? Do we have evidence? Nixon's was very simple. He had men break into the DNC headquarters and attempt to steal documents. Pretty clear. That's a burglary is a crime. So crimes were committed. Wiretappings, etc. Those are crimes. They were cool. Everyone got them. So it didn't matter whether you were a Democrat or Republican. There was no gray area. It ended up coming, he committed a crime, so yep, and then he resigned because of it. That we don't have that in this situation. All we have is hearsay and accusations. If the president committed an actual crime, we have evidence of that, and we can prove that in a court of law, then I'm all for it. He's got to go. I'll be the first one to be like, he's got to go. But I just don't feel like the country needs to make drastic changes over hearsay, or I wouldn't have done it that way. You know, because I think it's more of that than it is anything else.
Yeah.
So it's surprising to me that it's going on this long without some. It's just like the Mueller report again, where there isn't a bombshell.
Right. Well, they keep using the word bombshell, though.
But there's not.
Right.
Bombshell testimony, my opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You know, my opinion. Well, we're doing it all right now. So it's the same thing. It's sad that this is where we've gotten. You have an election coming up. Let the people decide.
Hey, Tyrus, this is Ryan. Yeah. Switching gears to the Democratic side of the presidential nomination. We're focusing on the six candidates right now that have made the next stage for December 19th, being Biden, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. Being in New York, what's the vibe on Mike Bloomberg? Is he going to make a race out of this?
I honestly don't know. He has the money to do it. I mean, that's the difference. Like, he doesn't need help. He doesn't need people to donate and to contribute to his campaign. He can self-finance. But so in that aspect, I think he's able. I just feel like the DNC's already made up their mind, mm-hmm. and it's the same situation we're going to go in again, because it's looking like it's going to end up being the three horse race that we thought it was in the beginning, where it was going to be Biden, Bernie, and possibly. I mean, she had a lot of steam, and then now she's, you know, you just said her name. I keep forgetting her.
Warren or Buttigieg, right? Yep.
Warren. Buttigieg, I think, is dead in the water.
Really?
I think he's dead in the water, and here's why. You cannot just – here's my problem with him, and it's not anything against him. He has his base, and his base has served him well. He's done well in politics up to this point, but on the national stage – he's only ever really focused on his base. When you have 0% interest from black voters and minority voters, it's because that's the way you've carried yourself for a long time. How do you suppose he's going to change that with one commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does that change? You either have it or you don't. And he doesn't. He's not going to get that support because he's never needed it before. Now he needs it, and people are like, well, now you come to us? Now you want to work with us? It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris drops out of the race earlier this week. It's crazy to me to see all of the reaction suggesting that the reason she had to drop out of the race and that her funding wasn't there is because folks aren't ready for a woman of color to lead the country. Well, newsflash, you're talking about the Democratic primary there. We're not talking about American voters. You're talking about Democratic voters and Democratic donors. Is it Kamala Harris is a woman of color, or is it Kamala Harris wasn't the right choice for the job?
I think we live in a day and age when every time someone I was surprised that she dropped out. I thought at one point she was going to be the front runner.
Yeah.
I really thought she had a lot of momentum. She was raising a ton of money, but she just her charisma and some of her comments and just not really wanting to pick a side, whether she was going to be super left or moderate, progressive. Like, I just feel like you just don't know what's going to happen in this race. And whenever someone says they're not ready, what are you talking about? We've had a black president. We've had a reality TV star, business reality, really,
mm-hmm.
Businessman. So I think, you know, Hillary Clinton was within a state or two from being president of the United States. I mean, that's the reality of it. Had she actually showed up in the Midwest, she might have possibly been able to win the election. So, I mean, I think we're ready for everything, but it comes down to, are they ready for America, and are they the choice? I don't think Americans care what your race, your sexuality is, or your gender is. Are you the person? They don't even care if your conduct, if you're over the top, if you have a sketchy past, if you made mistakes. If you're right for us, you're going to get our vote. And I think that's fair. I think that's where we're at now. I think it's great that she ran. I think it's great that we had this much diversity. Like, the one thing that President Barack Obama and Donald Trump have done for this country, and I know when you use the two of them together, people are like, well, they have made it very clear that anyone who has the vision, the dream, and the wherewithal to run for president can and will. And that's And some of us, it doesn't matter. But if it comes down to her saying it's because I'm a woman, it's the reason why I wasn't getting votes and stuff, that's disappointing to me, because I think we've definitely shown we're past that.
We open this segment with Annie taking the controversial opinion that chewing on your wife's hand is okay in public.
Here we go. Yeah.
I agree. No, I'm with you. I'm with you 110%. These are some of the things why I like Joe Biden. I like the fact that he is as real as it gets.
Yeah.
President Trump is as real as it gets. He's an affectionate guy. And you know what? He loves his wife, and she tolerates him. So I mean, and good for him. Good for them. Because that's how it is. Guys, we do stupid stuff thinking that it's cute. And I'm sure she was like, oh.
What are you doing, Joe? We've talked about this. Cut that out.
Yeah, you know, but oh, honey, I was excited, and it was just, you know, we do that stuff. Like, guys, we do that stuff because we're dumb, and we get caught up in the moment.
Well, I want to end on an equally controversial comment. I want to know your thoughts on this. It's one that's been driving me crazy. The whole, what's her name, Pamela Carlin from yesterday, the law professor who mentioned Barron Trump. Mm-hmm. In a joke, and the joke was terrible and the point was bad, but people are going crazy that she mentioned the president's son. I don't see why that's such a big deal.
I think it sucks because it was a dumb point that she made.
Well, I do too, but
well,
just
not
the mention.
Just that. I always think family's off limits. As far as I know, Barron was not on the call. And I hate it. I hate when they attack the first ladies. When Michelle Obama was attacked, I was very vocal, like, it's the first lady, man.
Yeah.
The family's off limits, especially, I mean, it's not like Barron could have a press conference to defend himself. I mean, sure, he could. It would have been cute.
I'd watch that.
But I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, but the point is, like, there was no need for it. And, yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's a great law professor, but as far as stand-up comic, I got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, but I agree. I don't know if it needs to be the end of the world as we know it. You know, some people just needed something to go to attack.
Right.
But yeah, it was, I think you said it best. It was in poor taste. She should be better than that. And I just always think family's off limits. You got a problem with me, come at me. If you start talking about my kids or something, then I'm going to have, the conversation's over.
Yeah, I become irrational at that point with my three children. Yeah, like, because, I do not know what I'm about to do. Brace yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, keep my kid's name out your mouth if you make an appointment about impeachment. Because as far as I know, maybe we don't know, maybe there's a bombshell coming, but it was pro was all little Barron wanted to play in Ukraine and was holding it down.
It was all Barron.
Like, do you know who my father is? Until we could, kids throw temper tantrums. You know, I've been blackmailed by my daughter before. She was going to tell on me for breaking something if I didn't buy her Barbie. And
You got to be strong, Tyrus.
Yeah, she loves that Barbie. It never goes anywhere without her. So.
Well, so, Tyrus, I want to encourage people to check out FoxNation.com right now. I think it's a pretty cool Christmas gift for your Fox News fan in your life. And your show, Nuff Said, on Fox Nation is must-see streaming television. So check it out, FoxNation.com. And we'll catch you probably in the next few days or so on Fox News, because you're a Fox News contributor as well. And we always appreciate you here. So thanks for giving us some time.
Always love having you. You guys have a great holiday.
Yep, you too as well, Tyrus. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.